Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And soon I'll be joined by my colleagues, Zafia Basson and also Heleni Nane. Thank you very much for joining us today. And it's always a pleasure when you guys are joining us and wherever you are listening from. Welcome to Business and Economic segment. And yeah, let's thank Dwight and Helmut when they brought their, you know, home run program. And in this regard, we are continuing with, as we have always been doing, it's a business platform. It's a platform where we discuss, you know, domestic and also international business, you know, policies and business decisions. And yeah, for those of you who are coming for the first time on the studio, or for those of you who are coming for the first time at this, you know, program, Business and Economic segment is a platform where we discuss, you know, various development, particularly when it's coming to SME development. We look at how to build a well, full functioning business. We also look at, you know, challenges which are faced by business operators. What are the opportunities which are there, and also how we can, you know, bridge the gap between people who understand business and also those who are willing. And yeah, what is also very interesting is that within a Business and Economic segment, this is a platform where we look at various, you know, policy makers. We look at economic expert. We also look at, you know, policy analysts who can give their views and also give their perspectives, particularly on policies which, you know, affect the issues of bread and butter. And like we are always saying, after every deep conversation, after every deep conversation of the topic, we always, you know, make sure that, you know, we open the line so that you can engage us in the studio. We open the line so that you can call us in the studio. And yeah, just to make sure that you bring that constructive criticism, you bring those, you know, economic, you know, debate up, because the aim of the program is not only to facilitate the program, but it's also to make sure that we also tap in the knowledge of those who have been around before us and also those who have better understanding, so that at the end of the day, we can be able to upgrade, uplift and advance our country. Because we may be in different platforms, we may be in different profession, but what is very interesting is that the way we are moving as a country is only in one direction, to say we want the Namibia that we want, the Namibia with advancement, the Namibia with well understandable infrastructures, and also the Namibia with you know, development in terms of all the sectors of development. We talk about economy, we talk about infrastructure, and most interestingly, we also talk about human development, where individuals have the ability to meet the basic needs, and also their happiness level is also, you know, is advanced because you are satisfied in life and you met the basics. And yeah, just before we go deep into the conversation for today, we always, you know, make sure that for you to be a very good citizen who understand economic matters, and for you also to be a very good citizen who can make future strategic choices in terms of economy, somebody who understand economic insight, and also with a very good understanding of economic intelligence, you will be able now to be an understandable business person, maybe a good executive. You need to make sure that for you to be that person, make sure that you don't miss out to our daily programs. You don't miss out to our programs. You don't miss out to our news. You don't miss out to, you know, to what we bring about, because, Eagle FM, we more focus on, economic news, policy, you know, analysis, and we are talk radio. And, that is why we are saying for you to be in line with, what I've just said, to say you are a very good citizen who understand economic matters and also can make good business decisions, you need to make sure that you follow us on in all our social media platform. That is, of course, Eagle FM Namibia. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can also follow us on Instagram and also on LinkedIn. You can like our page. You share our page so that your friends will be able also to follow us, and also people that are following you, they also be able to follow us, so that they will be, you know, they get that economic insight. And yeah, the other thing is also that you can also be able to be up to date, or you can also be able to download our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. That is an economic e-paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. It's an e-paper that you can download, you know, anytime from Monday, Wednesday, and also Friday. And interestingly, the world is moving toward digitalization. The world is moving toward digitization, and we are focusing more on making the world a better place in terms of, you know, working smart than working too hard, because you can't work with gear 3 anymore. You need to make sure that you are working very smart. And for you to work very smart, it's inevitable to not to use technology, and also not to use, advancement in terms of tech. We talk about the Internet of Things, and we were discussing about how people use, you know, AIs to bring about changes in their lives. However, for you to be a citizen who understand digitization, or who work very smart in terms of too hard, just download our app, that is Eagle FM app, so that you'll be able to follow our programs. You'll be able also to listen to our program, those programs which are on air, and also the past programs that you can be able to listen to them. And just by going downloading our app, then you can listen to the ongoing programs, and also you can go to the podcast. And when you go to the podcast, you will be able now also to listen to the previous programs or things that you have missed. Then you'll be able now to follow up and catch up. And lastly, and very interestingly, is our Imba app. That is an app which contains of hymn songs. The Christians, those who like attending, you know, it can be a congregation, it can be attending those, life events, can be a wedding, can be a birthday, can be a graduation. And there is always those individuals who make sure that there is a hymn song being sung at that event. And what is interesting is that in the world of digitalization, in the world of advancement, people are no more carrying hard copy of a hymn song. People are using Imba app, and that when you download the Imba app, you will be able now to make sure that you are following. You can be a pastor leading your congregation, and somehow you are not able to find your hymn song, just your hymn book. Just download Imba app with your phone, then you can listen or you can follow rather in those hymn song. Can be in Oshuambo or Ehangano. You can go to Oshierero Maimburiro, you can go to Oshirozi Africans, and many other local Namibian languages that are part of Imba app. Yeah. And just before we go to a commercial break, and before also we come up with a topic for today, Zafia, how are you doing?
How are you? I'm good, thank you. How are you, David?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. How was the day?
The day was. It felt like a Monday.
It felt like a Monday.
It was busy.
Yeah, it's technically Monday.
Technically.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming for the first time, or for those of you who are listening to us, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe, and yeah, and my colleague Zafia Basson, and we are going to have a commercial break, then we can come with the introduction of the topic for today. And make sure that you take your notes, and also make sure that you'll be able to contribute to the conversation.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema ep ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopo nye mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sakireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kufuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Omiyaru odhuri kekucha iponga ivurithi omayovi omurongo na gali ya dhidhiri kwa mona mibia omvuraziku. Onkene onditara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumonjira dhetumo pasanjika otashivurika sao shimpuyu ningashoka shumonjira etohupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store.
So for those who have just tuned in, this is business segment, business economics segment.
Yeah.
And today we're going to focus on health and economic development. So yeah, for those who would like to call in so that they know what we're talking about, best doctors in the world say that we don't need doctors to maintain our healthy lifestyle. So today we'll look at the importance of health in the economic building, fitness, social well-being, and diet. So let's dive in. They say health is wealth.
Yeah, health is wealth. And I think that is where we need to start in to say how is, because for you to have an economy which is healthy, you need a healthy mind, you need a healthy body, you need healthy institutions. Because remember, it's an indirect part of economy, which is human beings, because human beings are, we are the one who are driving the economy. We are the actor in the economy. However, we end up forgetting ourselves and focusing on money. You are focusing too much on the money. We are focusing too much on hitting the targets or hitting our goals. But how are we long term? Mm-hmm. How is that body and mind which is making money? Because there's always a saying, these hustlers who make fast money. Mm-hmm. They're going to feed the body which does what? Which make the money. It's mm-hmm. a very interesting thing. But what are you feeding your body with? Yeah. What are you feeding your body with? And how can we incorporate health education or health routines into economy of Namibia? Because let me say we are a country which we are not in order. We don't focus more on our diet. We don't focus more on our physical fitness, mental health, and all those things. Mm. And we focus more on making money. That is not sustainable long term. It's not sustainable long term. Because for you to run an effective economy, you don't just need a healthy system which is up to standard. We need also individuals who are able also to not really to say to cure themselves, but to prevent themselves from being part of unnecessary things. Because sometimes ill health is unfortunate, but there are things that we can do as human beings to say, if you are a business person, how are you in terms of your well-being?
Mm.
Are you fit enough? How many, okay, I don't want to go to how many hours do you sleep because there is always a lot of debate about those things.
Yeah, that,
not,
one,
yeah that, that one is not...
I think as individuals we require different kinds of,
yeah.
or the duration of sleep.
Yeah, we are programmed differently and I think that is the thing. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is that when are we going to make healthy a priority in terms of driving the Namibian economy?
Yeah.
Because COVID-19 taught us a lesson. When HIV came in early 2000, a lot of economies were collapsing because economy is run by individuals. Now you can debate to say there's an introduction of AI and machine learning, but you still need human beings. You need healthy human beings. And how can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Are SME operators fit enough to run their businesses or they're just working 24 hours? Because remember, if you are not fit enough, I'm not talking about weight. Because fitness is the ability of your body size to be able to do basic functioning, you know, things. And fitness is not only about physical fitness.
Mm.
It's also about capacity, physical, mental, you know, fitness. Are you fit? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves because economy is not only about numbers. Let us move that way. That's why today we are saying best doctors in the world, top, healthy experts. They say you don't need a doctor. And imagine that's coming from somebody who went to school, for 7 years to study, medical degree. They say, no, you don't need a doctor for you to live a healthy life or for you to be fit enough. And, for you to run the economy, let us look at, that expert. How many people who are in the sector of economy talk about this thing?
Mm.
Talk about the well-being of a human being. Not only HR people, but how many of these, because some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And maybe you can also share tips. Let's take the caller.
Good evening.
Yes,
welcome to Eagle FM.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes.
Yes. What do you have for us? Any contribution? Tips?
I have complaint, man. Why is there's no any more Eagle FM?
Oh, no, Eagle FM is there. It's only that we are transiting to using of an application. Eagle FM app.
Nothing.
No, in terms of frequency, you can only listen to a radio when you are using a Eagle FM app. Did you try to use an app before?
But I don't have smartphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, we are sorry for that, but for now we are transiting to and people a lot of people are transiting to using of an app and yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
So basically, we always hear health is wealth, no?
Yeah.
But we really break down what that really means for us as an individual, you know, and for the economy.
Yeah.
So today we're doing exactly that. Because the truth is healthier population equals a stronger economy.
And the people talk about Japan as the country with oldest people in the world. Not only oldest people. You know, when you have a lot of old people in your population, it means that these people are able to live a healthy lifestyle.
Mm.
Because if you have people who, by the time we reach 60, we already start complaining about a lot of things. And that is, that we already have a problem. But if you look at countries like Japan, and there are also some part of India where you have people who are living to survive.
Mm.
They are living a healthy lifestyle. They are living, based on, understandable diet.
Mm.
They have, is it the famous Japanese tea that they use? It's Japanese tea and also Chinese tea. Yeah, they always have a healthy diet to say, for you to live long, you don't only need money. You need a healthy mind. You need a healthy body. And, that's the only way that you're going to run the economy.
Mm.
And you can find people who are going who don't have even a diet. I'm talking about even us, ourselves. We are starting to learn this thing when we are growing up to say, you need to know what your body wants, what your body is lacking, what are you good at? And what are you going to do in the gym? And the other thing is also that fitness does not mean lifting. Yeah. And the other thing, fitness does not mean lifting.
Mm.
Yeah. Fitness does not mean lifting. You can find somebody who lifts a lot of
weights,
but you are not fit
because
you are not healthy and you don't understand how things are being done. And you ask yourself a lot of questions to say, how can we do it right?
Mm.
Do we need to bring health education within corporate institution, public sector, within the ministries? What do you need to do? Because those are some of the questions that we need to, you know, to ask ourselves.
You know, David, they say every time someone chooses a healthy lifestyle,
yeah,
they indirectly boost the economy, which means
yeah,
fewer sick days,
yeah,
higher productivity,
yeah,
and less strain on the hospitals, you know?
Yeah. And if you look at, international companies, I don't know how to use Facebook. What is that? Because Facebook is not a good example of a company to use because it's not, like fixed. You can have,
Google?
Yeah,
I think Google does a great job.
Google created a lot of jobs. Let's talk about Google.
Yes.
Those individuals, they don't only look at, because Google is hiring based on talent. They have a talent development program to say, we are going to hire Zafia. This is what she's good at. This is what we are going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
But if we see something wrong in the diet of Zafia, we can also advise because they are there to make sure that you are the one who is driving the business, and you have to be healthy, and you have to be well, and you also have to be at peace because they have everything there.
I think Google is one of the best companies, if I might say so.
Yeah, it is.
Worldwide,
in
terms of catering for all that aspects, in terms of healthy mindset, healthy body. Because I mean, if I'm just stressed about where my pet will stay, I have a pet sitter at work.
Yeah.
If I have to worry about my baby, who will take care of my baby?
Yeah.
I have a babysitter at work.
Yeah.
I can't go out. I can't go to a salon or anything.
Mm.
I have a salon in the job. I think it's one of the best places.
Yeah. And I think that is, it's a very good example. But to them, they are a bit advanced, but what they are trying to teach us is that.
Yes.
A human being is like, it's like a vehicle.
Mm.
No service. I only take you 200 kilometers and I'm stuck. No proper service on it. It will not work out. Yeah, that's why we are saying, you know, I think it started, you know, COVID-19 taught us a lot of things. Taught us a lot of things. A lot of bigger corporations in the world did not survive because they were not able to cater for their, you know, employees. And a lot of people were not able to go through that transition because that was a time where people need to be fit. That was a time where people need to cope with a lot of things. That was a time where people need to do transition. And we are seeing an economy, where we are only focusing on numbers. We are only focusing on money and reaching the targets. You find yourself disorganized. You find yourself clients of others. You find yourself clients of, pharmaceutical companies. Because other people take advantage of you. Look at how they are. Look at how they are.
Mm.
And look at how many, because there was this thing I was asking myself to say, man, when you are looking at, hospitals, when you are looking at, different private or, you know, public institutions, then you are asking yourself, is this going to be better? Because you find a lot of people around, you find a lot of people coming in and out. It's like a circle.
Mm.
How can we prevent this? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. How can we prevent this? And I'm not a diet expert. And I'm also, I don't know how to say, I'm very careful about what I eat. I don't know how to say, I don't know how to lie. But I have to look at what is fitting me and what does my body need. And this is something that we learn when we are already grown up. And this is something that could have started when we were, you know, young. Because that time, when we used to see our uncles coming from... we call it Ushimba. When you are coming from town, you go to the village. When those guys are coming there, the one with, who is a bit fat, we think is healthy and has money.
Mm.
And that was wrong. Yeah, that was wrong. We think it was a sign of wealth. And that was wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, and if you want to really live a healthy life, and we also want to make sure that we drive our economy. Let us find ways how we can take care of ourselves. So, dear listeners, we are going to a commercial break, then we can, continue with the conversation. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment. Today we are talking about business economy. We are talking about the economy. However, we are going to look at how health play a role in the development of the economy, and what are some of the things that need to be done for us to improve this sector.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our five-star brewing process to ensure a unique, balanced taste for that refreshing first. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha, niye encha farizwe, ikopo nye mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha, nikuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hama sfera sesfa app ya imba, ze tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengu Zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha, niye encha farizwe, ikopo nye mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini, kukopanya naha, nikuhasa nyali nzira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hama sfera sesfa app ya imba, ze tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-235-8063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with lecture hall one. Today we are talking about, economic development. We are talking about how can, we prioritize health, or how can we make health part of the economy. And, we are looking at, the aspect of, prioritizing healthy, and also prioritizing health routine among the, business operators, among the clients, and also among those who are operating in the economic, economic sector. And when you look at, not really to say the history of people with money, I just want to talk about the history of people who are doing well in terms of business, people who are doing well in terms of, corporate leaders. Then you'll be able to understand that apart from them having capacity to run businesses, or having capacity to draw effective and tangible, strategic plans which can be reached by an effective team, these guys, they also have unwritten rules of prioritizing their health, making sure that they watch what they eat, and also they also watch things that they consume. And that is very interesting to see. And you can also find those who are just living by luck, or they are just pushing the way they are pushing. And you're asking yourself to say, no, you are at this position and you are not supposed to do this thing. And what are you doing? What are you doing if you have all the money, you have the position, but you are not able to prioritize health? Because, and when you look at the statistics also, running a business is not an easy thing. Apart from what we have seen, apart from people that we have been around with, some of them, you get high blood pressure, and you need to make sure that you are on top of your game every time. There are those guys who are entering brutal negotiations and all those things. But if you are not fit, if your mind is not where your body is and where your money is, you will not survive. You will not survive. And those are some of the things that we need to look at. And not only to say corporate leaders, we need to do this. Everybody have to do this. And I also want the dear listeners to get me well to say, we are not blaming people who find themselves with, unhealth conditions, or maybe you find yourself also, even sick. You can't blame that, but there are things that we can do to make sure that at least let me do my best. Jogging and running is not, it is nothing that requires somebody to pay a lot of money.
Or even the walking. Taking a walk.
Taking a walk. Eating health. Going to Kapana every day, it's a sign of good living, but it's not a sign of living a healthy life.
Mm.
And also things that we drink. We used to, because especially as men, we drink like we're in a competition, but it's not good for us. Especially as young men, it's not good for us. We are doing something that we need to change, because we also need to make sure that not only living long, but living with a well-functioning mind, so a well-functioning body. Because there are always tips that, experts are sharing. That's why best doctors are saying, you don't need a doctor at all. You don't need a doctor. Look at Japan. Look at their diet. Look at what they eat. Look at what they do. Because you have an input, you have the product. Yeah, you have something, you have the input, you have the process and the product. Mm. That is what a person is eating. That is, an individual, and what is that person is, bringing out on the table. And, they even have that to say, no, if you are working this kind of work, you are sitting every day, this is what you need to eat. This is, amount of water that you need to consume. These are things that you need to do before you go to, before you go to the hospital. Hospital must be the last solution.
Mm.
And that's the only way we are going to run the economy. Because remember, there's one lady, I used to quote her. She's it's a granddaughter of Kaunda. It's a well-known, it's an influencer. It's Tamara Happy Face Kaunda. She's a medical doctor. Then she decided to leave medical practice to go and venture in in agriculture. And you know her reasoning is to say, when she was a medical doctor in Rusaka, when she was a medical doctor, she realized that most of the people were not really sick. most of the people were having a problem of diet. And she put it, clearly to say they were having a problem of food. Because food is medicine at some point. They have a problem of food. And that's why the economy is not moving, because we have a problem of food. And if we have best nutrients, if we have invested in farming, if you invested in organic farming and organic, food, that is our natural, medication. Then she's doing well in terms of agriculture. She's a medical doctor by qualification, but she's doing well in terms of agriculture, because she understands to say, if I really have a passion of curing people, let me give them what they need. That is food, that is diet, and all those things. And I think when we talk about business, we should also not leave public sector, because those things are interconnected. If you only have fit business people from private sector and you don't have fit politicians, then you already have a problem, because economy must be pushed from both sides.
Yeah, let's be honest. When we're physically fit, we think clearer.
Yeah.
We sleep better.
Yeah.
And we work smarter.
Yeah, and you become more happier.
Yeah,
sometimes you are not angry, you are just unhappy. Not really, because you are unhappy because the chemical reactions in your body are not right, and you are becoming a burden to the production.
I think mental health is a silent driver of the economy as well.
Yeah.
It's one we don't always speak about, but it's a silent driver of the economy.
Yeah, and you don't speak about it because it's the one which is driving things, you see. Because the capacity, the mind is the one which is driving things.
Exactly.
And we always forget about it.
You can give your best at work, in school, or at home if you're constantly anxious or depressed.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't. You can't do it.
But yet we treat it like an aftermath. Mental health.
Yeah, and that is a conversation which I think people are bringing it up now these days. And it has been already a discussion when you go to the Western world. But when you look at Africa, it was not a concern. It was not a concern. But we realize that to say, sometimes you are not mentally sick, but you need certain adjustment. Just in terms of, can be in terms of emotions. It can also be in terms of the way you think. It can also be in terms of where you are going or your past. You are not sick. But if you come to the situation where individuals now, they are treating mental health as something which is only to some people, then we are not going to move forward. Because, your mind is the one that you are using to make money. And if you are not using your mind properly, or if your mind is not in order, you are not going to survive. Yeah, that's why those are some of the conversation that need to be brought up to say, when we talk about fitness, we don't only talk about the body. We talk about the mind and the spirit also.
And how it all comes together into the economy.
Yeah.
I think, if our personal health choices, they impact national economics. Like example, lost productivity from poor health. Chronic illnesses, going to the doctor often, burnouts, absenteeism at work, All these things, at the end of the day, it boils down to national economics, Even the effect of the wellness can be seen as a long-term investment, not a luxury. Because remember, not the private hospitals, but the public hospitals, state hospitals, has to spend a lot of money buying medicine.
Yeah.
And it's most likely someone that just doesn't take care. There are circumstances beyond our
control.
Yeah. We can't control them. It's illnesses we can't control. But sometimes the way you live your lifestyle, and I'm not saying those beyond your control, but you yourself don't take care.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't have a medical aid as well.
Yeah.
Whose hospital do you need to tend to? The state.
Yeah.
Understand?
Indeed.
So it's unnecessary strain that we actually put on the state.
Yeah.
While we could have invested in other infrastructures,
Yeah. And I think when you talk about putting a burden to the state was not, if you want to cure the problem, go straight where the problem is. Instead of the state prioritizing building a lot of hospitals, because that has been the narrative of a lot of development to say, no, you have a lot of churches, have a lot of hospitals, I'm developing. We are not developing at all. Look at where the problem is. What is the Minister of Health doing in terms of raising awareness about health? They are only giving public education about maybe how to, not really how to prevent yourself from certain diseases, how to cure certain diseases. Mm. But are they giving health education to say, no, if you have a teacher who is teaching natural science, for example, or if you have a teacher who is teaching PE, these are some of the basic things that need to be the is to make sure that, working together with Ministry of Education to make sure that if the if is physical education class, it's not mathematics, and the mathematics teacher should listen to us very well. If it's a, they call it a non-academic, subjects, ne?
Mm.
Or non-academic, non-promotional subjects. They call them non-promotional subjects. If it's a time for physical education, everyone must make sure that the ministry must enforce that, because that is where you train people to say, this is the time for you to be physically fit. It's not the time for you to stroll around or skip with other things.
Mm.
Because if we focus on preventing, unfitness, we focus on a lot of things. That is where even diet education should come in.
You know, David, yeah. Even at school, yeah, we maybe do it now,
yeah.
But now we get to employment.
Yeah.
You see also that universities are also having health days.
Yeah.
But now I'm asking, when does the ministries,
yeah.
How will they enforce this?
Yeah.
Because you see it, you see companies like NMC,
yeah.
The runs and the health, yeah. And all these NHB,
yeah.
MTC, all these other companies. You see a lot of companies that actually dig into this.
Yeah.
But now I'm asking myself, when is the state,
yeah.
Or not the state, but the private, the public sector,
yeah.
Going to dig into this?
No, I think it's a good question.
Because we want to see the Ministry of Health having a wellness day. They
only have it maybe once in a year. But what I know about private sector, they always make sure that they come together.
Yes.
Private sector, they always make sure that they come together, even two times a year. Then they have sports, particularly few SOEs.
Yeah.
And also private sector, they come together, yeah. And they compete. And that was supposed to be the order of, the order of the day, maybe the order of the month. Because remember, we don't have stadiums in Namibia. Now we are trying to upgrade. A lot of people are getting sick. Youth are getting sick, but these things were supposed to be prevented by engaging in sport activities. These things are supposed to be prevented by having, recreational centers. That's why we are saying economy, you cannot just run economy because you are very intelligent.
Mm-mm.
You can't do that because you need more than your mind. You need more than the capacity to read and understand complicated things. You need a healthy body. You need a body which is communicating with you. And also you need a state which also understand that the people need more than that and what to prioritize. Because if you are saying, no, we are going to build a lot of hospitals, but you are not building stadiums. Where are you taking your generation to? No, because you are taking us to the graveyard. And we can't run business like that. Because if we can take an example of Japan, we can also look at Singapore. It's never out of the picture. There's a lot of good things. Yeah, when you talk about the US is a bigger country, you can't really see which one is which, but they prioritize what they prioritize. And they respect health. Even traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the things which can also, change the thinking of, an individual. Yeah, dear listeners, we have around 12 minutes, before we come to the end of, our program. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe and Zafia Basson. Today we are talking about the economy, but we are looking at the sector of how we can combine health and the economy, how we can, make sure that we integrate health and also the economy. And you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. By just communicating with us, you are already on air. Then you'll be able to give your input. What are some of the measures from public, private sector, non-governmental organizations, and all the agencies which are driving the Namibian economy? Because when you talk about economy, we are not only talking about private and public sector. even NGOs, non-profit organization, they are non-profit organization by nature, but they are part of economic actors. Civil society organizations, churches, they are not for profit making, but they are actors in, you know, in the Namibian economy. That's why today we are saying, if you are not healthy enough, you are not going to run things. And we should also, do things by example. We should also do things by example. We bring the conversation. We can do a challenge of 20 push-ups, or we can do anything. Yeah, just to make sure that, you know, at least what I'm preaching, I'm also able to do it. And I'm also able at least to keep myself also accountable, because discussion can provoke different thinkings, which can really be good for an individual, you know, development.
You know, David, they can even, you know, we can even challenge our fellow colleagues at work. You know, just to say, you know what, we've been sitting now for more than 2 hours. Let's just do a body break. You know, a body break is very important. Just to stand up.
Yeah.
And walk to the kitchen or outside, get fresh air. Fresh air is very good.
I'll challenge Dwight.
Because it opens your mind and come back.
Yeah.
Or just do a squat. A few squats.
Yeah. No,
or
no,
a push up.
No. That is exactly. Because if you have to get this economy right, like we are already trying to do it with the new administration, we must also be fit.
We need to start somewhere.
Yeah, we need to start somewhere. And what is very interesting is that fitness, there's a difference between fitness and lifting. And I don't have any problem to people who go and lift weights. Let's understand how things are being done. And let us also understand that people can go to the gym for different reasons. That's why they have gym instructors. That's why they have, you know, health instructors. Are you going there to build muscles for sport? Are you going there to stay fit? Are you going there to just be focused? Or you are going there to take selfies? We have a lot of, you know, individuals with different intentions. So we are going to a commercial break. Then we can come and, you know.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba rifera zari vuka, kuya kwa rifasi la rifera fama kepe. Mwone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusie mbasa antoye mwetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, mwadiso hola mina. Amuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya rifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba ze tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Afrikaans, nizengata. Mulodi zeze kacheno, haivam tavera kurisfera sa kereke amina, si ekezwe fam koloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive, nikufumana imba kacheno, mkona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are continuing with lecture hall one. We are with my colleague, Zafia Basson, and today we are talking about economy. And we are talking about the economy from another direction, which is health. We are talking about not only about feeding the mind, or feeding the body which made the money. We also need to make sure that give fitness to the body which is making the money, because that is the only thing that's going to sustain you for the next a lot of years that are ahead of you. Because, you know, what is very interesting, Zafia, is that however we were structured, however our background, how we are born, whether we have a healthy body or unhealthy body, is how we are going to maintain it moving forward, because that's the only thing that we are not going to change. It's the only thing that you are not going to change. And we need to make sure that running through that body that is given to you, make sure that we maintain it. Mm-hmm. We make sure that we maintain it. We make sure that we take care of it. Because if you take care of your body, you are taking care of, you are indirectly taking care of the Namibian economy. Yeah, you are indirectly taking care of the Namibian economy. And these are some of the things which look like they are very far, but they are directly connected to how things are being done. Yes.
Yes, you don't have to be a doctor to be healthy, no?
Yeah.
You need to do it intentionally. You understand?
Yeah.
Because when you take care of our bodies and our minds, we're not just helping ourselves. We're helping to build a better Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, is your first home.
Yeah.
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 Take care of it like you'd care for your future.
Yes.
And it also says your health is your wealth.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
We just think about money when we think about wealth, but the first wealth that we need to think of is the body. Because remember, what me and you can best do is take care of ourselves.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah, it's true. You know, that is the only thing. That's the only thing. And most of people don't see this. You know, you can be disorganized. You eat whatever is coming to you. You drink whatever is coming to you. You inhale whatever is coming to you. Then you are, let me say you are 40 years old. Then you have 20 millions in your account. And your body is distorted. Then there is a guy with just $10,000 in the account. And he was taking care of himself. Don't think you are ahead. You are already defeated because you only have 3 years before you are knocked down. Because this guy who is here been taking care of himself, he can still go forward. He can still move far. Because you can have wealthy, but you really do not have the luxury of being in a good body. Because they are saying if the health is one of the wealth that people really are not able to get. But we understand this later on. We understand this later on because we are focusing more on things that we cannot really work with.
Yeah, we don't understand it now, but when the older we get, we actually realize, and I hear that a lot from the older generation. They say, yeah, you don't think of it now, but it only comes into effect when you get my age.
And that is a very difficult thing to understand, because you don't want to test it and go back to say, no, I could have done something when
you don't want to, regrets,
You don't want to say, no, I think, had I known that it would be like this when I'm this age, I would have gone back and correct all those mistakes.
Rather do it now.
And such is life. So, dear listeners, we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our discussion. You were listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and my colleague.
Yes, Basson.
We are with Zafia Basson. And today we were just trying to unpack the other area of the economy, which is health. How can we integrate health and the Namibian economy or the economy in general and what need to be done and how we can, you know, upgrade, those, thinking and views regarding, you know, health and wealth. And yeah, with these few words, Zafia, unless you want to say something to our listeners.
Before. I'll just leave them with a quote. It says, yeah. A healthy outside starts with a healthy inside.
Yeah.
Adios.
That is very big. Okay. See you guys. I'll leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Naruvanda with Mtumwa program. And continue listening to Eagle FM programs. Don't forget to download our e-paper tomorrow. And also don't forget to download, Eagle FM app so that you'll be up to date. You understand how the economy is working and make important economic decisions and also healthy decisions. Bye-bye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts